rise for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
From the 119th Psalm we hear, "If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my misery." Almighty God, we thank you for your law that keeps order in the universe and a guide for our lives. In the midst of knowing the law you revealed that we take delight in, we seek to sync our laws with yours so there is order and justice in our state. And we pray for safe travel and a joyful homecoming this day. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Hegeman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lavoda, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce,
yep.
Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Fifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator for the 7. Quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 8th day, Wednesday, January 21st.
For what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I move that further read of the journal will be dispensed with, same be approved, so it will be fully read.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The reading of the journal will be dispensed. Staying on that same calendar, introduction of guests. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send your bill forward.
No explanation needed.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 292, introduced by Senator Munslinger, an act relating to foreign ownership of agriculture land.
Senator from Polk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send your bill forward.
No explanation needed, Mr. President.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 293, introduced by Senator Parson, an act relating to the tax credit for wine production.
Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three bills. None of them need an explanation.
Send those three bills forward. And, Madam Secretary, please read those three bills.
Senate Bill number 294, introduced by Senator Schaff, an act relating to health care providers.
Please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 295, introduced by Senator Schaff, an act relating to Mo Health Net eligibility income limits for elderly and disabled persons.
And the third.
Senate Bill number 296, introduced by Senator Schaff, an act relating to protective headgear for operation of enclosed three-wheel vehicles.
Senator for the 7th. Send it forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 297, introduced by Senator Holzman, an act relating to the Civil Disaster Response Corps.
Senator from the 8th.
Mr. President, you're doing a fine job. I have a bill.
Thank you. Send that bill forward. Please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 298, introduced by Senator Kraus, an act relating to notification by a hospital of outpatient status.
Introduction of bills. Chair has a bill they'd like to have submitted. And Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 299, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to the Higher Education Academic Scholarship Program.
Further introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to our business message in the House of Representatives and ask the Secretary to please read the message.
Seeing no objections, we will read the announcements from the House. Messages from the House.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the Speaker has appointed the following escort committee pursuant to House Concurrent Resolution 2, Representatives Austin, Cornejo, Corlew, Keeney, McGowell, McDonald, McManus, Pace, Colonna, and Lavender. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, before I make the motion to get ready for the joint session, I will be coming back after the joint session. We've had a few other business items, among those reports of standing committees and second reading of Senate bills. So upon that, I move that the Senate recess to repair the House of Representatives to receive the State of the Judiciary Address from the Honorable Mary R. Russell, Chief Justice, Supreme Court.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Newton. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have passed that motion.